I don't miss Paris. I don't miss you, Paris. London's quite all right. We have similar weather some days. I don't have to meet an artist for un double espresso at a cafe table outside in the sun by some charming petit arc for breakfast after midday and discuss how I feel about life currently, today, right this second, or mumble to a friend without shame or guilt on an impulsive short tram journey to the suburb I do not have a valid ticket for, to practice my French and to check out how the art of music is taught to the general public with a subsidy there. I'm sure I'm in the right place right now, whatever that means. There are hundreds of artisanal coffee shops in all shapes and forms all around here, mostly without a sitting area. We don't make a lot of money in this city for a chit-chat. And I can also just make my freshly ground Sumatran coffee, supplied by a family-run company in Dorset, in my Dolce & Gabbana ex-Bialetti mocha pot, and delay spending another £5. Oh oui, we are still more cher than you, whatever you did. I'm certain you like that. Until the next 10 minutes of my practical, as opposed to my theoretical, existence. I don't miss you, Paris. I can walk faster than I talk, and I know how to queue or use an elevator. There's a lot of this here. And why would I miss going out in the evening to a Nazi venue, cabaret, open mic, themed house party, mostly within walking distance, performed or hosted by friends or by sure-to-become friends after Je Dis Bonjour? We have endless shows in the West End. Yep, endless. Like those invites to laughter you throw at me. I'm good at saying no to anything these days, laughter all. And costly. Like the historic steps and cobblestones in Montmartre my designer shoes never get a chance to complain about. I don't have to impulsively meet up with a new friend. I can instantly connect on a soul level over a walk, a thrift tour, or an apéro by the Louvre or any convenient place within 15 minutes of our current location. I can make an appointment to eventually lunch or brunch with a friend about 2 months in advance through going back and forth quite a few times in the city, and even travel for over an hour on the tube each way while I'm at it. What is this achy feeling inside between my chest and my belly button anyway? Too many days, too, without going up and down the fifth floor manually? Manually? Well, there is a boy. There is a multifaceted joy up there. And sometimes it's downstairs too, on the ground, walking with me anywhere I choose to, with its light-hearted and vivid jokes designed solely and clumsily to make me forget about things that do not matter. Money, calendar, reason. Can I forget all that? Like forgetting the feeling of not being able to dream when I'm there because I can just live every moment without even realizing that I breathe. I simply breathe and live there. Well, I can dream when I'm here. About anything. I just close my eyes. Regulate my breathing. Sometimes put on some non-jazz music. And see what I want to achieve and I know I'll achieve it. Like all the things I've achieved without you since I left you in 2019. I can at least try again. Now I visited you 5 years later, last October, for a quiet, solo birthday walk down the old streets with my new self, because my daughter insisted that I think Paris would make you feel very happy, after I had told her my New York plan fell through, and even after I insisted that I was done with you. For a week, and you think you can make me forget everything I thought I wanted or was required of me? My recent monthly weekend visit since November was extended 4 times, for free. Eurostar Princess here, so that I ended up staying for 2 weeks. And I am now back in Wimbledon, where I thought I belong. Steadily shaky, stomping all over reality, dreaming of what could be. Because I don't miss you, Paris. I belong with you. Londres, le 3 mars 2025. Je t'embrasse.